from the combined crew of blindandroidusers.com and accessibleandroid.com, it's time for your favorite Android podcast. Kick back now and enjoy another fine episode from these fanboys and gals as they navigate Android from a blindness perspective. And now, here's your crew.
Hello and welcome to episode 174 of the Blind Android Users Podcast. I'm Ed Green and I'm joined today by my co-hosts Warren Carr, Austin Pinto and Sally Kunders. And we are coming to you on Saturday the 6th of April 2024. This week in our Android Basics section, we look at quarterly platform release 3 beta 2.1 and touch briefly on the latest security patch from Google issued in April. In the App of the Week section, Warren demonstrates the game Tech Quizmaster. And as a tip of the week, Warren again shows you how to link a second device to your WhatsApp account. Well, how are we all? What's been happening, everybody? Sally, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's already April, but still the weather is really cold over here. Last Monday it was 27 and now it's only 7 degrees. You cannot believe how the difference. And only a couple of days later, the fasting season will be over and Eid is coming, the feast season is coming. So I wish you a happy one for those who celebrate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Eid, happy end of the fast when that rolls around. Do we know what that day will that be yet or not quite yet?
Well, it's going to be on Wednesday.
Wednesday it'll be. Yeah, excellent.
Well, Wednesday will be the first one, yeah. Yeah, I'm having timeless. 9 days off from work, so I'm feeling so good.
Nice. Has that already started or does that start this week?
It's already started on yesterday, so this is my second day.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy that. And that's very erratic weather. So
there'll be a lot of hopefully food. Yeah, you're invited. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I wish I could be there. Hopefully it'll warm up a little bit from the 7 and back towards the 20 yards. That'll be better.
Yeah.
Austin, how are you? How was your Easter?
So I was out of the podcast for 2 weeks. I had gone to a vacation place. For those of you who are in my state of Maharashtra, will know this place called Matheran. It is a hill station. And really nice clean air, no vehicles, just electrical rickshaws and horses and a lot of nice things, but a lot of monkeys. So the monkeys kept us awake at 5:30 in the morning. They would jump on the roof. And the Easter was very nice, although the mass took a long time. But then we had a fantastic grand party at home. And now also the party is continuing. I am doing the podcast after having 2 glasses of rum. So Ed and Warren, how was your Easter?
Yeah, my Easter was good. I've been missing a couple of weeks too because of the annoying time change, meaning I couldn't get back in time, but all is well. Yeah, Easter was good. Lots of chocolate for little child. She was happy about that. And we had a long weekend, so 2 bank holidays or stat days from work. And Warren, how are you?
I'm doing well. Easter has come and gone. I can't believe we're already almost getting to the tens in April. It's amazing. You know, this year seems to have been kind of speeding along, and we had a great Easter and kind of cold week. And though we're on a rebound, and actually today we're getting a better weather. I think we're going to be like 55 or 57 degrees, somewhere in there. So quite a change. You know, but it's just one of those things that is up and down, you know, in the month of April. One day is feathers, one day is chicken. So definitely chicken today.
Oh, well, that's good. A little bit warmer.
And now the announcement segment. This is a segment dedicated to things we want you to be in the know. And now for this week's episode, here's your announcements.
Austin, do we have any announcements this week?
Regarding announcements, we have 2 announcements. One is a reminder to all our listeners, and we will remind you also every week that our App Bonanza is on April 27th. That is one of the announcements. And our second announcement is that our YouTube channel has got sort of monetized. So apart from PayPal, apart from Buy Me a Coffee, you can also support us by purchasing super chats and super stickers and thanks and all those things. So that is a nice benefit. So help us out whenever you can. Any amount will be appreciated. So that is the announcement for this week.
Excellent. Thank you, Austin.
Talking about App Bonanza, guys, you know, this is something we repeat all the time. This is our second App Bonanza for this year, 2024. And actually, it would be so nice if you guys could contribute, send in some of the apps that you like, you know, demonstrate those apps. And so we're talking, what, in like 3 weeks from now? Is that, am I correct? Yeah, in 3 weeks from here, we'll be having that App Bonanza. So you got 3 weeks, and you could record it, send it to us, contact us at blindandroidusers.com, and we'll feature it if you do a good job. I mean, in other words, though, try to give a little description of what the app does and all of that. And then, of course, we'll integrate it into that App Bonanza. So again, help us, because this is how you contribute, not just monetarily, but also we would like people to contribute, you know, content-wise. So if you could find your favorite apps, I think, though, first, always check on our YouTube to see if we've already demonstrated such an app. And if we haven't, then feel free to record and send it to us. Or you could just send us an email and ask us whether such an app has been demonstrated in the past.
To check if the app is demonstrated, just click on the playlist tab and then click on the app of the week playlist. There you can find the apps.
Yeah, and as well as searching for the app on YouTube to check we haven't done it, if you keep your app demonstrations to under 20 minutes is good. 15 minutes is about right, isn't it? 10 to 15 is a good sort of length.
Yeah, and it depends on how big the app is, but at least between 15 and 20 minutes at the most, that would be fine. So again, send it to us, or, you know, if you're not sure if we've dealt with such an app or not, just simply contact us and we'll let you know. But we're looking forward to having lots of apps from you guys. So let's do a good job and have more apps this time.
This is Android Basics, in which we bring you up to date on the things that you should know to use your Android phone.
And now we come to our Android Basics section. Firstly, let's talk about the release of Quarterly Platform Release 3 Beta 2.1. Warren, I was having a look at the features list, and some of the things they've fixed look like they could have been kind of annoying if they were affecting users.
Yeah, indeed, especially some of them, you know, regarding the Pixel phones. And so, of course, guys, we're talking about the QPR program of Android 14 QPR 3 Beta 2.1. And yeah, a lot of things got fixed in there. And some of those things, I probably could just run some of those things, run down through the list of those things that were fixed. So the first one says, fixed an issue that sometimes caused a device's launcher to crash when trying to view recent apps. So I don't know if you guys have experienced that. I haven't experienced it, but of course people have experienced that, and hence the reason why it's there. And that was issue number 32880-32294 that got fixed. Number two, fixed an issue that sometimes prevented Pixel tablet devices from charging while connected to the dock. So if you had a Pixel device and you were observing something like that, for example, if it was on the dock and then you go to plug it in and it's not charging, that issue has been fixed. And of course, you know, I don't want to read all those numbers, you know, the issue number, but that one has been fixed. The next one, though, fixed an issue where switching up from the bottom. So, for example, you want to go home, you know, of the screen. It didn't always return to the home screen. So I haven't experienced that, but it was an issue. And so that's why it got fixed. So some people have reported that. So if you are having that problem where sometimes trying to go home, kind of just the thing wasn't working well, that has been fixed.
And that's obviously going to affect you if you use gesture navigation. If you've got your three-button navigation bar, you shouldn't have seen that.
Exactly. So this is primarily for those of us that use the native system navigation instead of using the nav button. So if you are observing that, that has been fixed, and I hope that you have gotten the update. The fourth one, though, fixed an issue that caused the layout of notifications on the lock screen to kind of display with additional padding. So I think that people who are sighted could notice that. Those of us simply listen to it and using our screen readers, we wouldn't know that such a thing was happening, but that was an issue now to where that problem has been fixed. Problem five, fix various issues that were causing frequent applications not responding. So, you know, sometimes you hear errors and things like that for both system and user apps where it tells you app is not responding. That could be very annoying. I mean, I've seen some of those myself. Probably some of the older apps though were doing that to me, and it was very annoying problem. Number six, fixed an issue where swiping down from the top of the screen didn't always show the notification shade, you know. So some people were experiencing that. I haven't seen that, but that was enough of a problem to where it got fixed. So just imagine, you know, pulling down your notification and nothing showing. That can be so annoying.
Yeah, that would be notification with a hyphen before the T, wouldn't it? No notifications.
Exactly. You're getting no notifications. Oh, no. It's like you're on do not disturb, but you're actually not using a do not disturb.
Yeah. No notifications.
Number seven, fix an issue for Pixel Fold devices, where sometimes when the device was unfolded, only half of the inner screen displayed content. That can be absolutely annoying.
You'd wondered what you paid for if that happened, didn't you? You'd sort of want half your money back, or at least a third, if you count that little screen on the outside. But, oh, I've got a foldable device and only half of it worked.
I paid $1,800 for that thing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, number eight. Fix an issue that sometimes prevented a user's wallpaper settings from being backed up properly. Yeah, so in other words, hey, you went to do a system restore or factory restore, reset, and then your wallpaper is not showing what it was in the past. That can be very annoying. I've observed something similar, and I had to do it again, and then it worked. So if that was something that you are observing, that has been fixed. Number nine, fix an issue that sometimes stopped the quick tab to start actions. So for example, you know, if you have the quick tab assigned to do some certain gesture, it wasn't working in some instances. I know I have mine for the assistant, digital assistant. So instead of using the hot word, or instead of, you know, swiping up from the corner with two fingers, I just double tap on the back of the phone, and that activates my assistant. Or if I wanted to use the power key, I don't like mashing the power key all the time. So that was happening to where sometimes some gestures was not happening or working for people. For example, maybe you assign it to say, hey, launch Advoice Aloud Reader or some other app or some other action or some other gesture. That wasn't working for some people. So it got fixed. Number 10, fixed various other issues that were impacting system stability, performance, connectivity, Oh my goodness, that's a lot of stuff there. Interactivity and camera. That was one of the ones that I heard people talking about for a while, because you know they were having problems where the camera, for example, if you go to like switch from camera to the video mode, and if you are like in X whatever, X zoom, it could just go black on you or something funny. So that has been fixed. Those would be some of the issues, though, that were fixed with this QPR beta 3.2.1.
And just going back to issue two, I don't know about anybody else, but I've never been able to tell the difference between a charged pixel and a flat pixel anyway. I think the performance is about the same, isn't it?
Okay, so pixels. So, you know, number two talks about, you know, fixing that issue that sometimes cause, you know, prevented Pixel tablet devices from, you know, charging while connected or, you know, on the dock. You know, I don't know. You know, these things sometimes are very funny. Technology is one of those things that is like a give and take. Something works and you trade in something, or, you know, a little trade-off where something, you pay the price for whatever and you can't have it all, but at least it got fixed, right? I would be, you know, upset if my device is not charging just because I have it on the dock. The whole damn thing is supposed to be on the dock anyway, right? Unless, of course, I want to take it off.
But performance-wise, there's no difference between a dead pixel and a charged pixel, is there?
Yeah, there's no difference. And there are so many, there were so many issues fixed that I think the Pixel on Android 15 on the setup screen, they should write, "Welcome to Pixel, please buy a proper phone."
I mean, I think Sally, actually, don't you reckon that a flat Pixel is possibly marginally more effective than a charged Pixel?
Yeah, you can actually throw it on someone.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to make any comments because this is from Belly Acres.
Who's Belly Acres? I don't know, Mr. Acres. I'm not met him.
No, belly aching over.
Warren is not making any comment because even he thinks that it is right.
Yeah, we've got a new co-host, Mr. Belly Acres. Maybe he's our Australian co-host. We haven't got one of those yet.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Belly Acres coming to you from Sydney.
Oh my goodness. Belly Acres. Oh my goodness. But what can I say? What can I say, guys?
On to more prosaic matters, let's talk about the or some of the fixes in the April security patch. One of them, a particularly big one, Warren, this month seems to be around privileges, didn't it?
Yeah, which one are you thinking of, Ed?
Well, the one about privileges, the top one, the one that looked sort of fairly critical, where it seemed that you could change privilege permissions without the user being aware.
There were actually two known exploits that were critical that were fixed alongside with all the other ones. So the update, though, included some 28 general security patches, you know, for Android, and another 25 that are exclusively for Pixel devices. So altogether, you know, you got some for regular Android devices out there that qualify for the April, and then you got some that are exclusively for the Google devices. But like I said, very critical ones. And Google believes that two vulnerabilities were actively being exploited. And those were the ones that were you know, very important, very critical. There are also fixes related to Pixel camera app, you know, the one I talked about earlier, and biometrics included in this April 2024 update. Google announced that the April 2024 security update is rolling out as April 2nd, you know. So that's when it showed up for me. You know, sometimes it takes a while for it to show up at some other places. And this is one of those things that I'm not very happy with Google for, how it is that not all the people will see it at once. I think that Samsung actually is doing a better job here, because from Samsung, you could have the thing shows up for all the devices at once that are qualified for it. But I don't know. This is one of the areas that I think Google needs to work a little bit more on. What are you guys' thoughts about it? I've always complained about it, and probably I'm just a barely acre.
Mr. Acres again. Yeah. Back. Yeah. I mean, I always think that, I mean, I don't mind updates rolling out at a speed that the manufacturer wants to smooth it over. What I think they should always give you, though, is the ability to force a local upgrade if they do that, you know, like Microsoft does, or some of the phone manufacturers like OnePlus will. You know, if you want to wait for your OTA update to arrive in the normal way, you can. But quite often, you know, the likes of OnePlus, you know, Microsoft, it's on Windows, obviously, you can force what in Android circles manufacturers that support this call a local update. You go download it yourself, stick the file on the root of your phone, and go launch it.
The problem, you know, not everyone is savvy enough to be able to, you know, download stuff and you know, run.
No, and they can wait because to be fair, they're probably less bothered anyway. So, you know, they probably don't mind waiting in the grand scheme of things, because not everyone needs to bother going to do that. So, but I think I'd probably do it like that. You know, you can sort of see why you might push a rollout in case something untoward happens, or, you know, I can't imagine it'd be capacitive, but you never know. So one thing I think is always interesting about security updates on something else is the level of transparency they give you about the vulnerabilities, because obviously the vast majority of active handsets out there aren't going to get the April update. You know, even if you're on a Samsung A series, if it's not your quarter to get the update, then you won't. And then, you know, everyone who sees what vulnerabilities have been fixed knows that these vulnerabilities exist on quite a lot of active phones. So, on one level, some transparency is good. But if you don't get that handset and you've broadcast what everyone else's phone problems are, then, yeah, interesting.
I'm glad, you know, we got some of these things fixed. And even Google still acknowledges that there are still some issues that have not been resolved and, you know, would be addressed later on. But some of these things never get fixed, you know, on time. And it takes a while, because sometimes it's hard to pinpoint what really is causing that problem. But at least these ones that were actual exploits have been fixed. And so lots of fixes in there that we're not going to go through, but we're going to put these URLs in there so you could read up on all of these things and what the fixes have been, so that you know what has been fixed. Up next is the App of the Week segment. This is a segment dedicated to app demonstrations. Should you have an app that you would like to demonstrate for our listeners, feel free to send us the recording of such an app demo to contact us at blindandroidusers.com. And now for this week's episode, here's your App of the Week.
Now we move on to our App of the Week section, and Warren demonstrates the game Tech Quiz Master.
Warren here for Blind Android Users Podcast. For episode 174, App of the Week, this is demonstrating a game called Tech Quiz Master. Now, typically I'm not a gamer. However, even I am finding this to be fascinating and basically testing my tech knowledge. This is what this game is all about, and I do want to mention here at the beginning, though, that this game sells for $2.49. Right now, though, it's on sale for free, and I am sure that if you're listening to this demonstration within just a few days of releasing this episode 174, that free price will still apply. Typically, most of these things are free for like 5 or 7 days, and I'm sure that by the time that you're listening to this, it should still be free. If it's not, then it will be $2.49. I am demonstrating this on my Galaxy S23 Plus, and I'm using TalkBack 14.2. I'm sitting here on the home screen and will now navigate to the Tech Quiz Master icon, and let's get started.
Tech Quiz Master.
Here's the icon, and I tap to get started.
You can access Game Booster in the notification panel. Allow Tech Quiz Master to send you notifications. Allow button out of pager.
The first thing we heard about is that Game Booster, and this is coming from Samsung, but I'm not going to be turning on Game Booster because this is a very simplistic game and it's not CPU intensive. So I'm going to go ahead and tap on Do Not Allow.
Don't allow button.
There we go.
Tech Quiz Master, Ionic app, WebView.
So this is coming from a group called Ionic, and putting my finger down.
Logo, graphic.
I hear logo, and that's their logo, and moving my finger down.
Start.
There's a start right there in the middle.
Favorite facts.
And then below that is something called favorite facts. Moving my finger down.
Fact of the day.
There's something called fact of the day. I'm going to tap on the one that says start there in the middle.
Start.
I am now on the next screen, and usually I'll put my finger near the top, starting from the top left to see what I hear.
Chevron back. Graphic. In Maine. In Maine.
Right there on the top left, I hear back button. Now to the right of that back button, we got
categories.
We got categories, and then to the right of that,
one.
It says one, and moving right, we've got a couple buttons.
Cart, graphic.
There's cart, and to the right of that,
coins, graphic.
There's coins. Now, below that, we have some interesting items here. We got something called novice.
Novice.
We got a novice, and then below that, we've got like categories, or rather questions like 1 of 20. I think that's what that is. Some of these things I'm not very clear about because I'm not a gamer, but I think they're like 20 levels. We got
rookie.
We got a rookie in there, and if I move my finger down again,
0.0% 1/20th.
And to the right of it,
play.
I move my finger down again.
Beginner.
We have beginner, and moving my finger down,
0.0% 1/20th.
And to the right of that, of course, is that play.
Play.
Now, if we keep moving down, we'll get things like
talented.
So we got talented, and so that's after beginner. And of course, you got
0.0% 1/20th.
So, you know, 1 to 20, I think, levels. I'm going to scroll down, see if we have any other levels.
Intermediate.
And if I move down,
proficient.
We have the proficient, and of course you got those levels there below that. Moving down to the next level,
advanced.
We have the advanced, and of course you've got those levels as well. And the last item that we have here, or last level, is
expert.
The expert, and of course you got the levels as well. All right, I'm going to scroll back up to the top, and I'm going to try one of the easiest ones here just for giggles. So I'm going to tap on the play button to the right of the rookie one or novice.
Play.
I tap play. And I'm going to put my finger down near the top.
Level 1.
We got level 1.
Question. 1/5. What two components are needed to create a computer console?
That's that question. And then going down, we have
trash, graphic.
I have no clue as to what those things represent. We got some things here that says trash to the left and then to the right.
50.
And to the right.
50.
So I'll just ignore that. But below that, toward the bottom of the phone, is your optional answers you can choose from. So what we got are the possible answers, multiple choice answers, and we got
capital A.
Capital A right there at the left edge of the phone. And if you move your finger to the right of it,
mouse and keyboard.
That's its answer. And if you put your finger near the left edge again,
capital B.
And to the right of that,
keyboard and mouse.
Or you can just swipe if you're a swiper.
Capital C.
And you swipe again.
Monitor and keyboard.
And if you don't want to touch the edge or swipe, you can simply put your finger down.
Mouse and keyboard.
And move your finger down.
Keyboard and mouse.
And move your finger down.
Monitor and keyboard.
And you know that's your C. Move your finger down.
Monitor and mouse.
And it seems if you tap either the letter or the corresponding whatever that is to the right of the letter, it will activate the same thing. So I'm going to try that and see what happens. I'll try that with two questions. The first question was,
question 1/5. What two components are needed to create a computer console?
All right, so we'll test my knowledge here and see. So I got
mouse and keyboard.
Mouse and keyboard.
Keyboard and mouse. Monitor and keyboard. Monitor and mouse.
I think I'm going to take
monitor and keyboard.
Aha.
Mainframe.
Cha-ching. I got that. All right, now put my finger near the top again.
Question 2/5.
And move my finger down.
Which of the following is considered a microcomputer?
And of course, you're going to bypass those things that I talked about earlier.
100.
It says 100. But move my finger down toward the half of the phone will be the answers.
Smartphone.
The smartphone.
Smartwatch. Mainframe. Desktop computer.
So instead of tapping on the answers direct, now I'm going to move my finger to the left and this time tap on the letter equivalent.
Capital D.
So that will be D. I'm going to choose D. Let's see what happens. Aha.
1 terabyte.
That's it. So you get the drift and that's how you play this game.
1,000 megabytes is equal to what?
You know, you continue on and on. So maybe I could just go ahead and finish this.
1 kilobyte. Capital B. 1 petabyte. 1 gigabyte.
I'll take 1 gig. Aha. Uh-huh.
Scanner.
All right. Next, we got.
Question. 4/5. Which input device is most likely to include a scroll wheel?
All right. I'm going to move my finger down.
Mouse.
Mouse. I'll take that. Aha. Uh-huh.
Ham.
Next.
Question. 5. Unwanted email is also known as what?
That's definitely a spam.
Ham. Spam.
There we go. That's it. How talented could I be? I finished that level without an error. And that's how you go about playing that game. And now it says
level cleared.
Level cleared. And then in the middle, toward the bottom of the phone, I'm seeing some stuff here. I'm going to put my finger down, see what I got.
Watch ad.
There's something here saying watch ads. I don't know why, if this is already paid, it's asking me to watch an ad. You could watch an ad if you wanted to, I believe. However, if I move my finger down.
Home. Graphic.
There's one that says home there on the left edge. Move my finger to the right.
Share social. Graphic.
Share.
Menu. Graphic.
There's menu there. Move to the right.
Play forward. graphic.
Play forward, and I assume that that's to move to the next level. Let's tab and see what happens.
Main. Level 2.
There we go. Level graphic. 2.
One question. 1/5. A monitor is an example of what type of hardware?
All right. I'll try this one more, and we'll bring this demo to a close.
Optical media. Central processing unit. Internal component. Output device.
I'll take an output device. Uh-huh.
Touchscreen.
There we go. So that's how you play Tech Quiz Master, and I hope you like it. I think I'll be playing this a lot to test my knowledge when it comes to tech. Thanks for listening.
And as Warren said, just to reiterate it, I have put it in the show notes as well, but that game is still free, or it was as of the 6th of April when we were recording this. So do go grab it if it sounds of interest. I think a few of us have had a little play. Austin, you have, haven't you?
So as Warren uploaded the link, I played with the game, and I played the noob level, and I reached level 5. But at level 5, I must warn our listeners that there is an ad. Some of the ads in the game, they really make a loud sound. So those of the listeners that need that have some problem with sudden loud noises need to be aware that some of the ads, they do make loud sounds. And like there's no way of skipping the ad very fast. You need to like move your finger around to skip the video. And then again, the sound continues. But not much ads in the game, but some of them, they can be really loud.
So in other words, Austin, what you are saying is that as you play along, even though you don't tap on the watch ads, the ads come on by themselves. This is something that the developer needs to know. Because as I indicated in my demo of that app, there's something in there that says watch ads. And if you don't tap on that, I'm surprised it's coming on. If it came on for you without you tapping on it, or did you mistakenly tap on the watch ad?
No, I didn't tap on watch ad. I didn't even see that option there. So it came on for me, but it was not after each level or after each question. It was after level 5. So I think when you reach that specific level, the ad comes for you.
Okay, I see. So in other words, you've been too successful at like 5, you know, levels.
Yeah, yeah.
As now
yeah.
We're going to try to make you pay now for being such a great techie.
Yeah. And I don't have any problem with the ad, but the sound was really loud. So that's why I want to tell our listeners that there can be sudden loud sounds, especially when the ads come.
Yeah, you know, I don't like sounds myself, so I'm glad you gave us that warning. I'm going to try to play that after the podcast and see if I'm able to get up to 5 levels like you, and then see what happens.
When I played it, I went straight for, I think, proficient. I didn't start at the beginning. So some of the questions I thought were kind of interesting. Like one of the ones you answered, was it what do you need to have a computer console or something, I think was one of the ones you got. I thought some of the answers were a bit strange.
It was very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, because surely you need the actual box with the computer bit in it. Like a monitor and a keyboard is not a computer. I'm sorry. But unless it's an iMac, in which case, fine. Like, otherwise, all you've got is a monitor and a keyboard.
You are right. Probably that came from the Apple Valley.
And I did answer that question wrong, actually, and I had to use the extra lifeline to retrieve it, and then I don't know what I did.
I got 4 out of 5 on the proficient level. Although I did get it wrong. It was my that was the game being right, but I didn't think the computer console answer was right. I didn't think any of them were.
It was like, coming from the Apple Valley,
the iMac, the one very particular bit of the Apple Valley, not the Mac Mini though, because the Mac Mini doesn't. Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, I didn't play, you know, any higher levels because I was just demonstrating. And so I was the rookie in this case because I wanted to play it safe.
Yes, it is. It's good knockabout fun, isn't it? I wonder how many questions it's got. Like, how repeat playable is it? We should probably try that at some point as well. Or does it only have like 100 questions?
Looks like though it has maybe lots of questions, because you got those, you move from, you know, the rookie to the beginner to the intermediate, yeah, or talented, and you know, all of that. And so I think there are lots of questions in there for people. I didn't even check the fact of the day or whatever.
No.
I didn't. Yeah. Did any of you take a look at that and see what those things could be?
No, I haven't. No. But I meant, like, if you did rookie again, would you get the same set of questions, or will it have enough to,
yeah,
like, are there 1,000 rookie questions, say, or whatever?
Yeah. I like, yeah, it, you know, because it kind of tests my knowledge. Yeah. See how adept I am in my tech. I was looking for Android questions, and it was more like computer questions. Okay, I held on, you know, to my own. I held my ground, but I'm going to try that proficient one that you tried, Ed, and see how, yeah, far it could get me back.
Android was an answer. Yeah, Android was an answer for one of the questions, but it wasn't an Android. It was a wrong answer. I think whatever the question was, the answer was Unix. I did get that. But, I can't remember what the question actually was.
Yeah. So that's
one of the questions brought back a favorite memory from my early days of computing. It asked what operating system computers described as IBM compatible ran.
I remember those days where we always used to say, hey, make sure you get something that is IBM compatible. And there were certain ones, I don't want to mention those, that we always told people to avoid because they are proprietary and, you know, IBM compatible. Interesting that that was part of those questions. I like that.
It was. I was quite impressed too.
I think one of the questions they should ask is, describe a Pixel phone. High money, but low performance.
You belly acre.
It's our Australian co-host again.
Up next is the tip of the week. This is when we show you a trick or two on how to use a certain feature on your phone or within a given app. And now for this week's episode, here's your tip of the week.
And we close this week with a tip of the week. And this is about linking a second phone or device to your WhatsApp account.
Warren here for Blind Android Users Podcast 10 for episode 174 tip of the week. This is showing you the companion mode found in WhatsApp. In other words, how you can link your other phone to your WhatsApp account. This is a feature that was introduced back in April of last year, 2023, and I'm delighted to be demonstrating that here today. The first step is to download WhatsApp on the phone that you would like to use as a companion to your main phone running the WhatsApp app. I will show you that here. I got both of my phones. I got my Pixel phone running WhatsApp as the primary device, and I got my Galaxy S23 Plus running WhatsApp here as the companion device. Here's the first step that we do. The first step is to launch WhatsApp. I'll now tap on WhatsApp on my Galaxy S23 Plus.
WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Welcome to WhatsApp. Out of pager.
Of course, so you follow the prompts and choose your language.
Welcome to WhatsApp. Choose your language to get started. Checked. Check box. English. In list.
And you just go through the list of languages and choose the one that is your language. And then at the bottom.
Next. Button. Welcome to WhatsApp.
The next page, of course, is where all that agreement is.
Welcome to WhatsApp.
And, you know, at the
read
bottom.
Read our privacy policy. Tap, agree and continue. Allow WhatsApp to send you notifications. Allow.
And we
button.
Come to notifications. Of course, I'm going to tell it allow.
Phone number. Showing dial keyboard. WhatsApp.
Now, editing. It's asking number, for our box. Phone number. And that's the most critical part. Instead of putting in your phone number here, though, what we want to do is to tap on the more options found near the top right corner. And here's what I'm talking about.
More options, button. Keyboard hidden, pop-up window, link as companion device, in list.
Tapping on the more options, now we have a menu that pops up. And the first item here is link as a companion device. Below that, though, is just the help.
Help.
Let's tap on link as companion.
Link as companion device. WhatsApp. Back. Button. Out of list.
Tapping on that places a big QR code in the middle of your phone, and below that, it gives you instructions on how you can go about linking it to your primary device. Here's what I'm talking about. I'll quickly show you that, or tell the screen reader to read what is here. Here's what I'm talking about.
Open WhatsApp on your primary phone.
I'm just gonna say read all.
2. Tap menu overflow underscore menu underscore icon on Android, or settings underscore icon on iPhone. 3. Tap link devices and then link a device. 4. Point your phone to this screen to capture the code.
And that's the instructions. So basically now I need to go to my Pixel phone that has the primary device. And let's get started.
Folder. Messaging. 4 or more items. Telegram.
And now I'm going to tap on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp has 3 notifications. WhatsApp. Showing items 1 to 14 of 72.
Tapped on WhatsApp, I'm going to tap on the more options on the top right corner.
More options. Pop-up window. New group. In list.
And here we move to the third item in the list, which is link devices.
Link devices. Link devices. Navigate up.
And now we need to find a link a device.
Link a device. Unlock to link a device.
Now it's asking touch the me fingerprint to unlock.
Sensor. Tap to cancel authentication. Button. Authenticated.
And now that I have done this, my camera is opened. And now I'll point it at my Galaxy S23.
Logging into your primary phone.
Progress. 14 days.
Progress button stays connected.
In progress.
WhatsApp devices.
0%
link a device.
Progress
button.
Indicator.
1 of
progress
6.
Bar.
Link a device.
66%.
Link a device.
Initialize
button.
In progress.
1 of 6.
Progress.
Progress bar.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. February 28th, 2020.
There we go. My device has been linked. And that's how you go about linking your device as a companion device on your WhatsApp account. You can link up to 5 devices.
I really wish WhatsApp wouldn't do stuff like this. Like, why can't it just work like Messenger and Telegram? Like, you log in and all your stuff's there. Why do they? I mean, it's better than not being able to do it at all, but this is kind of really annoying.
It is really annoying, but at least, though, you know, you can at least use it with that workaround. I don't know what the big problem is. You know, if I want to use my WhatsApp on, you know, whatever, how many devices, that's my choice, right? This is what I like Telegram for. Telegram doesn't care. You want to use 100 devices, that's your problem. Go ahead and use it, you know. I like that. But just trying to restrict people to, you know, using only a few devices. And I mean, it didn't even happen till last year. And then, you know, you see the hoops you got to jump through to be able to have that companion device. It's just absolutely stupid. But at least, though, we do have it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the other part of the Meta Forest as well, like Facebook Messenger doesn't make you do this. You just log in and your messages are there. It's like, why is this so difficult? I haven't actually linked a second phone, but I have linked WhatsApp Web on the PC. There is an app, but I just tend to use the website. But the process is very similar. I've had to do that for work purposes. But yeah, as you say, at least you can now do it.
I like it, you know, and I had to install WhatsApp, you know, just to play with that. I had a virtual WhatsApp number. So if you have my number, you're not going to find me on WhatsApp. So it's using a virtual number.
How'd you go about? Oh, yeah, you didn't. WhatsApp didn't generate the virtual number. You went and got one from somewhere else and stuck it in WhatsApp.
Yeah, I use my hashed number.
and
assign, you know, assign it to WhatsApp.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I was actually thinking about using my Google Voice number, and then I just told myself, hey, you know what? Why not just use your hashed number? So if you have my hashed number and you look me up on WhatsApp, you're going to see me on there because that's the one that I'm using.
So speaking of WhatsApp, until recently, it was impossible to use it on Android tablets. You know, now I got my Samsung S9 FE. You know, I never thought that I could use it on my tablet, but recently they made it possible to use it on your tablet, like just like a secondary device, as they demonstrated. But I mean, it's already 2024, and they recently made it possible. It's such a shame.
Yeah. The other big reason I don't like WhatsApp, obviously, is that you can't hide your phone number like you can on Telegram. So a lot of that's fine when you're messaging contacts. Obviously, one of the big WhatsApp selling points is groups. So, and I don't think there's a way to hide your number if you join a WhatsApp group.
So even on Signal, if you're using Signal, you can also hide your number. But on WhatsApp, all you need to do is share your number with the people that you want to talk with. And this is not really convenient in some circumstances.
No, because it's not how a lot of people use WhatsApp either. So, you know, for instance, there's a big class group, my daughter's school, where all the, you know, the 30 parents are on WhatsApp. It's used here for little neighborhood groups, you know, perhaps people in an apartment block or a project. So there might be a WhatsApp group for that. And I don't want my phone number on groups like that.
Warren will know what I mean. You know, being a handsome guy every day, getting better every day, you get a lot of calls and messages.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, but if you will join groups for people with mental health issues who are also blind, then yeah, I suppose you will
get brother.
People thinking that you and Warren are good looking.
Oh, brother.
No, that's not the case.
Listen, Sally. This guy, he's just being a belly acre. I mean, look at you and I. Oh, very handsome kids. You know.
And I'll tell you what it is. You joined the group of people suffering with symptoms from COVID-19. They've lost their sense of taste.
Yeah,
they've lost
their sense of taste. Of COVID-19.
That's what it is. They lose sense of taste.
They lost their sense of taste and everything else.
But, you know, here's what I found rather interesting, you know, with WhatsApp, with all the European DMA or whatever, Digital Markets Act or whatever.
Yeah.
So they, because the Europeans are forcing them to do something, and they said, oh, you know, it's going to break. I think that implementation is taking place on the 11th of April. And they're talking about the fact that, you know, they use a Signal protocol. And so I'm saying, hey, you know what? So if they're using something from Signal is one of those great apps that kind of less melodious, but it's a great app. I kind of like Signal. It's just that some things are a little bit funky on there, but not a lot of people use it when compared to the likes of WhatsApp and Telegram or else. It probably would be my choice of, you know, that type of app.
Yeah, Signal is definitely good, and it's really less cumbersome if you want to use it. There are not so many details. I mean, all you do is just message, voice call, video call, that's all.
And slightly less linked to Russia than Telegram is.
I don't think that the Russians even have access to Telegram. The guy fled Russia
Arab world. Cannot use on.
Yeah, it is banned.
It's even banned in Spain lately.
Yeah, there've been interesting media reports though about things that the Russians appear to have been able to access on Telegram, though, which has made people speculate that perhaps he hasn't quite fled Russia as much as he claimed.
Yeah,
all tied up with the Ukraine invasion.
Exactly. Well, so Sally, are you saying Spain banned Telegram too?
Yeah, there was some discussion going on because of those fake messages and things like that. And it was banned in Spain, but I'm not sure if it's still banned or not. There were some protests in the government side.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
And there are some rumors that even WhatsApp is going to like add some features of Telegram where you can set your username so you don't need to share your phone number to contact. That's going on in the betas. There is some side channel upgradation going on in the betas. If you are in the beta version of WhatsApp in the Apple Valley, then you can make your usernames right now.
Oh, well, that will solve the problem. It will solve that problem anyway. That would make WhatsApp more attractive if they do that.
Let me say the final word, since we are talking about WhatsApp. WhatsApp accessibility on Android is absolutely crap. I don't want to say more. You know, you need to scroll many times to move through the voice messages, and this is killing me. On the other side, on the fruit wheel, as Warren says, you have all those actions, but on Android, you have nothing. You need to scroll many times to move through the messages. You first hear the person's name and then phone number and play button and the slider. Oh my God, four times swiping through the voice messages.
That's why you don't need to be swiping, Sally. Forget the swiping. But yeah, no, seriously, that's kind of annoying. Of course, I've heard from some of my friends, and I realized that when they try to record voice messages, of course, you hear a talkback or, you know, screen reader coming through as well at the beginning of it. And I don't know, some of these developers sometimes fix things and then break some things. I mean, I try to answer double tapping with two fingers, and, you know, last year, when I tested it with Alan, it worked. And I tried it this time. It just wasn't working. I had to tap on the answer in the middle of the phone, at the bottom of the phone. Kind of stupid.
Yeah. The other thing about it as well, especially if you sort of put your finger down mid-thread in a WhatsApp conversation, it can take you a little while to orient yourself out to work out what's a reply and what's an actual message, because it's not delineated as brilliantly as it could be. I mean, you get there eventually, but they could make that a little bit more obvious as well, I think.
Don't even talk about a reply, Ed. It's one of the things that I really wouldn't be using this thing for. So I long press a message, and I'm seeing the reactions there in the middle of the phone, and where the delete, forward, reply, and all of that are near the top of the phone. I can't. Those are not exposed. I had to try to swipe to close, this.
You have to hit back.
It takes a while to. And when I do that, the whole thing disappeared. I had to try it several times. And I'm like, forget this. Yeah. I'm not going
to
be
using the reliable way to do that on WhatsApp is to hit back. You long press the message and then invoke the back gesture and you will see reply.
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't have a back button. I use a back gesture on my phone.
Yeah.
And once I do that, it closes both the reactions and the top, toolbar.
Yeah. The back button doesn't. I've got reply. The message
the
stays.
The other option.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other option could be long pressing and sliding to the right side, and it will give you the reply directly.
Oh, okay. So if I long press the message, then I slide my finger to the right, that will give me the reply.
Absolutely. It replies the message.
Okay, that's what I'll employ then, because to be honest, this is so frustrating. I'm like, there's no way under heaven I'm going to be using this.
Yeah. And just on Sally's point about swiping, it doesn't reduce all the number of swipes, and there might be many reasons you don't want to do it. But if you save the WhatsApp number in your contacts, so instead of saying the number and then going, maybe Ed, if you just save it, then you won't get that. You'll have reduced by one the number of times you have to swipe, but you will obviously have quite a large contact directory of people you don't really want to ring.
Yeah, but so, I don't want to add all those people.
Well, this is it. So it kind of depends how annoying that extra swipe is, and it depends what WhatsApp groups you join as well. So whether or not that is a thing you want to do.
Yeah, I think for me it's Telegram. I really like Telegram.
Yeah, well, I've mentioned this before. So I don't know if I did it on the podcast. I certainly did it on the podcast group message. I was typing a message on Telegram, and my phone went flat. And I logged onto my other device, and all the text was still in the edit field. It didn't even miss a character.
Exactly. And like then I know, and the other thing, we mentioned this last week, I think, you know, you're typing message in a WhatsApp and, you know, jumps to the send button. I noticed that yesterday when I was, demonstrating this WhatsApp, linking devices. So I don't know, man. WhatsApp, they need to fix a lot of things.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, as we said, at least you can link devices now.
All good things must end. Thus, it's curtain drawing time, bringing us to the close of this week's episode. Coming up, though, we give you information on how to get hold of us.
That brings us to the end of this week's episode. Austin, how can people get in touch with us?
To contact us, you can send an email to contactus@blindandroidusers.com. You can join our mailing list by sending an email to blindandroidusers+subscribe@groups.io. You can join our Telegram, Facebook, Discord, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The links for everything will be at the bottom of the show notes and also in the video description of the YouTube channel. And also the links are in the websites panel of the YouTube channel.
Well, thank you very much for listening, everybody. Say bye-bye to the nice people.
Bye, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to us and looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone. See you for episode 175 next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Blind Android Users Podcast. Until we see you next week, don't forget to leave us your comments and suggestions via our email contact or using any of our social media sites. Have a great week.